back to This Work Droid. I'm your host, as always, Phones Neil, bringing you episode number 109, Why Is It Simple Water? So for today's episode, I figured I'd help out. Let's say that you recently purchased an Android phone, or you're considering buying a smartphone, and you find that the buttons, the icons on the iPhone or most Android devices are too small for you, or you find Windows phones too overwhelming because of all the information, and you want something that just helps you out to get you to making phone calls, text messages, taking pictures, with maybe even up to a few shortcuts here and there for additional items like Facebook, email, and that's about it, really. So that's where Wyzer Simple Launcher comes in. So what it does is it provides you a main screen that has big buttons for easy navigation to basically letting you use your phone like a phone. So you have icons for contact, phone, SMS, gallery, and app drawer. So you have quick access to those features because, let's say, you use those items all the time. So you're always on making phone calls, you're sending out text messages. You want a picture. So more of a phone first, or a not really phone first, but a basic functionality concept first, and everything else just being minute, just other areas that you use because you don't use them very often. So from here, you go into the other features that smartphones can provide. So if you swipe right, you can have access to your notifications. So when you get new email or text message or anything like that, you can see what items are pending that require your attention and quick access to those. And then swipe provides you other features. So swipe left once, you can add favorite contacts. So if you're contacting your significant other all the time, or family members, work, and people like that, or probably anyone in your contact list, you can add and remove people from this list. If you swipe twice or three times, then you can add your favorite or most used other apps that you have installed. So you can use both to separate by category. It's kind of like another version of folders, so just another way of looking at it this way as well. So you can have one page for, let's say, social networking, and another one for utilities, that for anything like that, or just have that many extra favorite apps. You can split them up by page as well. You don't have to use both if you don't want to, but you can. So you can just use the one, or you can use both. It's totally up to you. And you can remove apps. So let's say you find that you're not really using an app as much as you thought, you can remove it from these favorite apps as well. And that's really all there is to say about the app. It is free, so you don't have to pay anything to use it. It replaces your default Android home screen, so it's just like nice big buttons. That's really about it. Even the app drawer has the same big buttons. So as you're scrolling vertically through the app drawer, you should be able to easily see the icons, read the text, and get to the apps that you want to get to. So that's really all I wanted to cover for this. If you have any questions about it, or want to see anything, or I'll have screenshots in the so you can take a look at what the app looks like. There's not really much to tell other than just using it and playing around with it, seeing how well it works for you. So it's really lightweight as well, and then it's also really nice if you have bad vision, or if you just don't use other functionalities for smartphones, and it's something that's worth checking out. So I'll have a link to the launcher in the Google Play Store. If you have any questions or comments or other things like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.